This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Jay Powell gave a set of remarks at a think tank conference this morning in which the Fed chair said, as he has said before, that the Fed is going to keep raising interest rates until inflation is well and truly tamed. That's basically the same message Powell delivered at the Jackson Hole conference a couple of weeks ago when he said, and I'm paraphrasing here, but only by a little bit, Powell said there is going to be pain. Pain, though, for whom and as compared to what? We've gotten Michelle Holder back on the phone to help figure that out. She's Associate Professor of Economics at the City University of New York. Michelle, it's good to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you as well, Kai.
You watched Powell's speech, whatever it was, a week, 10 days ago, and he makes it really clear there's going to be some pain. As the trained economist in the room, what did you think he was meaning?
Well, I think Chair Powell was, you know, essentially just trying to continue to prime the American public about the very likelihood that the unemployment rate will probably continue to rise, including the Black unemployment rate, the Latinx unemployment rate, as well as the white unemployment rate, etc. So I think he's just reiterating and trying to get us ready for this.
Well, we're going to break down who feels the pain and how they feel it in a second, but I want to be clear here. He is plainly saying that he and the Federal Reserve believe that the pain of inflation is worth the pain of higher unemployment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't agree with that sentiment. I think if you
My characterization's right. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, that is what he's saying. Yeah.
All right. Now go on and explain to me why you disagree.
Yeah, I disagree because, you know, it's pretty straightforward and simplistic, but the Fed does have a dual mandate, not just, you know, maintaining price stability, but also maximizing employment. Mm-hmm. And so in this speech, it was very clear that he was prioritizing inflation over unemployment. And I think if you asked the average person in America, would they prefer to either have a job if they are working, right, if they are engaged in the labor market, mm-hmm. or pay higher prices for goods, I think they would typically say, I'd rather have a job.
Okay, so to your earlier point, Powell says this at some point in this very brief speech he made the other day. Yeah. The burdens of high inflation fall heaviest on those who are least able to bear them. Your point in your disagreement with the chair is that unemployment is going to come fastest to Black workers, to Latino workers, to those at the bottom end of the income spectrum.
Absolutely. I mean, so as an example, if, you know, Chair Powell had explicitly said that you should anticipate the overall unemployment rate in this country to go up by 1 or 2 percentage points, what that translates into for Black workers and for Latinx workers is a 2 to 4% increase mm-hmm. in their unemployment rates. The issue is that Black unemployment and Latinx unemployment, i.e., unemployment rates for people of color in this country, are multiples of the average unemployment rate, and it's also they are also multiples of the white unemployment rate. So the burden is just not equally shared in terms of when you're talking about increased joblessness.
All right. So look, let me poke you in the eye for a minute and ask you this. So should Powell and the Fed just stop raising rates and worrying about inflation? What's the option here that they have?
Right. Happy you asked that question because, as an economist, I understand and I agree that the Fed has to act, and the Fed has acted. In fact, it's raised interest rates 3 times already this year. So it is, you know, it is engaging in, you know, what we would want our central bank, our mm-hmm. Federal Reserve Bank mm-hmm. to do, which is to try to tame inflation. But, you know, I think the key is, how fast are these rate increases going to continue and how high will they continue to go? The Fed has been pretty aggressive for the first half of this year into July. My hope is that it begins to moderate, you know, how far it's going to push the pedal to the metal in terms of trying to tame inflation, because it does have this balancing act that it has to strike.
Michelle Holder is an associate professor of economics at the City University of New York, also a senior fellow at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth. Michelle, thanks a lot. It's great to have your insights and your perspective.
Oh, it's a pleasure to talk to you again, Kai. Thanks so much.